Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is a mobile app right for your business? There is no denying that mobile devices are taking up more of our lives and our time. It is therefore understandable if business owners feel the pressure to build a mobile app. That being said, is a mobile app right for your business? The stats for mobile device use are staggering. According to Buildfire, there were over 2.7 billion smartphone users globally, combined with an additional 1.35 billion tablet users as of 2019. Furthermore, 90% of time spent on mobile phones is spent in apps. It does not take stats to tell how ubiquitous mobile phones and their apps have become. You can see it everywhere you go. Whether you are in the streets or at a restaurant, people cannot be separated from their phones for a long enough periods of time. For the business person, this represents a big opportunity. However, just because mobile phones are popular and you see others building mobile apps, does not automatically equate to you doing the same for your business. Before embarking on the journey of building a mobile app for your business, you have to seriously think certain things through. Do you have a website? One of the first things to consider before building a mobile app is whether or not you have a website in place already. It is not strictly necessary to first get a website before building a mobile app, but it is the ideal approach. The main reason for this is discoverability. Before you can build a mobile app for your business, you have to have a strategy by which mobile users will discover your app. Websites are highly discoverable with search, and it is easier to build relationships with customers if you have a website. The app stores have millions of apps, and you often search for apps that you're already aware of, as opposed to discovering them for the first time. Even if your customers are to use the search facility on the App Store, it is a tall order that they will find your app if they have never encountered your business online. Having just any type of website is not sufficient, however. You need to ensure that your website is responsive. Responsive design ensures that your website scales to properly display on any device on which it is viewed. In other words, a responsive website is mobile-friendly. If you do have a responsive website, you have to ask yourself if it is not sufficient for your needs, since you can also reach customers on mobile devices through the browser, on their mobile devices. Obviously, there can be a significant user experience difference when users use a mobile app, when compared to the responsive website. The bottom line is that a website is a good complement for a mobile app. Are you offering real value? Building a mobile app just because everyone is doing it may not be the best use of the significant resources, including significant financial resources, that go into building one. Before you build a mobile app, you have to be sure that you are providing value. According to Localist, 21% of users currently abandon an app after one use. This means that 1 in 5 users will never again go into an app after opening it for the first time. This statistic is of concern for anyone trying to interact with customers through a mobile app. Mobile app abandonment will not occur so much if you ensure that you are building value into your app. I can give the example of my FNB banking app. It saves me time by giving me the opportunity to skip the lines at the bank, and for that reason I have had it on my phone for a long time, and I use it regularly. That is value. Providing value means building features into the app that customers find useful and also solving a particular problem for your customers, who will in turn keep the app and use it regularly. If you cannot do this, you should not build an app, because it will result in app abandonment and loss of your initial investment in building the mobile app. When to consider a mobile app? Before embarking on the journey of building a mobile app for your business, do so if any of the following considerations apply to your business. You have tailored communication needs. Users of mobile apps can set preferences and options, which allow you to provide unique experiences for each user. For example, the set preferences can allow businesses to serve targeted offers to users. Set preferences can enable customized recommendations and location-based promotions tailored towards specific customers. You want to leverage device capabilities. Mobile apps have access to device capabilities such as GPS or push notifications. Accessing these device capabilities is empowering for business, which, in the case of examples given above, can offer location-based services and enable customers to receive notifications even when the app is closed. Offline usage. By having a mobile app, you can create experiences for your users where they can have some app features available while offline. The user activities can be synced with the remote server once they get back online. You have interactive or dynamic content. mobile apps can deal with highly interactive or dynamic content. Examples are mobile games, which take advantage of device capabilities. You have an existing customer base. A mobile app is great when your business develops a loyal customer base that you know would appreciate the added platform. One thing to bear in mind is that mobile apps are never the best tool to find new customers, but they are great for consolidating great customer experiences for customers found by other means. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.